when you came to Cork to work here in Grand Street in the late 90s, you were saying, can you remember thinking back what your first impression of Grand Street was?
It's like Colditz. You ever seen that programme? It was a German prisoner of war camp during the war, and there was a programme on BBC when I was young, and it was this big building with bars on the windows. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? Because they'd built all these lovely primary care centres in Glasgow, new buildings, state-of-the-art, everything. And I looked at this and I thought, and I had never seen it before, actually, the day I started working. I didn't know where it was or anything. I thought, oh my God, what have I done? I really did. I was actually quite despondent when I saw the place. And then when I went inside, I thought, well, it's not quite as bad inside. But, and Marion was here. She started the service here in 1967, actually. It wasn't here, it was up in, you know, opposite Greenmount. There's doctors up there now. It's near Greenmount Buildings, but it's Greenmount Community Centre. That, I think, is where it started. And then they got space down here and they moved down here. But Marion was the one that, Marion O'Donovan was the one that actually started the service. And that was in 1967. She was great, Marion. Absolutely fantastic woman. And I remember I was working in Glasgow, I was working in Bishop Briggs before I came over, and I was seeing up to 30 patients a day. It was lunacy, absolute lunacy. Certainly wouldn't advocate it with a foot care assistant, but the problem with the foot care assistant is they're not a podiatrist, and what would happen is there'd be two patients come in at the same time. One of them would go in for the foot care assistant, and one of them, I would pick up a scalpel straight away and start doing the debridement. The foot care assistant wouldn't do that. All she would do would be to check the nails and cut them if they needed cutting. And then we'd swap patients. So I would go to the and see whatever scalpel work was needed to do. It was like a conveyor belt. It was awful. Terrible way of work. Terrible. And of course, I was never happy with the way they did the nails. So I would actually just have to do that as well. So it just meant that I was working like a flipping lunatic. And I came over here at Marion. I remember the first day I was in clinic, she booked in some like four patients in the morning, the first day, and I was thinking, what's going on? This is really weird. Don't tell me this is all they do here. After doing 30 and with a foot care assistant. And, because I mean, I'd been working for about 10 years before I came here, you know, in the NHS and private practice over there. And anyway, after about the first week, I said to Marion, I said, Marion, how many patients do you actually see in a day? She went, oh, now don't worry about that now, because, you know, we'll increase it slowly. We don't want to. She was terrified I would be put off and go away. She was such a nice woman. And I said, Marion, you can book in a few more, it's fine. So, good, the numbers soon crept up. But anyway, but she was, Marion was such a nice woman. And because I'd moved from Scotland, she used to say, now, are you all right for everything? Can I get you anything? Now, if you're ever sick, I want you to phone me and I could bring you down some soup or whatever. She was lovely. She was just lovely and mothered the whole lot of us. She was just so nice. But, you know, and I soon settled in here, and there's been big changes in staff over the years. There's been, I think speech and language were here. They left just before I started. But secretarial staff, we've had so many different admin support over the years. Honest to God, it's been unbelievable. I couldn't even count how many staff.
Really?
And now we've got